Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker and go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
And here I am talking today to two really special people. I can even say special in my personal life and professional life. I am talking to Johan Illgenfritz, the founder of UK Health Radio, and his beautiful, gorgeous wife, Rafaela. I am so honored and pleased to speak to you both today.
Hello, how are you?
Well, this is a bit of a special meeting because this is a special occasion. I mean, this week is going to be a bash. I am sure that you both must be so, so thrilled and really excited for what is coming. So shall we tell everybody, like, it's the 10th anniversary, first of all, of your beautiful UK Health Radio station. It's the launch of the UK Health Radio podcast. And we are celebrating as well the beautiful Health Triangle magazine that has been going for so long and is so successful. Now, Johan, can I just say to people, how did this all start? Can you just board on that, like, 2-3 minutes about how this whole UK Health Radio platform started?
Well, it actually started out of illness. I'm sure a lot of the listeners perhaps know this already, but I was a fashion photographer for almost 25 years, working and living out of Hamburg, but also working in London. Back in 2011, I was diagnosed the first time with cancer. I did all the normal cancer treatments, radiation therapy. I had 2 sets of radiation therapy, got through that, was cancer clear for a while. The cancer came back in 2012 with a vengeance, as I always say. And well, end of story, I was given 12 months to live. So terminal cancer diagnosis, which was basically, in a very short and summary, the beginning of an idea that's now UK Health Radio. As I mentioned before, I went through the radiotherapy after the first diagnosis, and the whole time I had this feeling of not being part of the process of my own health.
I agree. Yeah, you know?
Nobody told me what to do. Nobody told me what not to do, you know, or what not to eat, or to eat for that matter. With the second diagnosis, even though it was this like 12 months to live thing, it was different. I just decided, first of all, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to die. That's just how it is. And secondly, I knew I had to become part of my own health process. I had to be part of it. I had to start living it. And that's how all this started. I started searching for information on the internet. Now, I know it's only 10 years ago, or 10, 11 years ago, but at that stage, there was very little concerning health in the internet. And that you did find was all really dark and dingy. It's, you know, you are going to die. It just might take you 2 months longer to die. You know, that kind of messages were always being sent, and I did find a way to cure a terminal cancer, and that was also through lifestyle, massive lifestyle changes that myself and Rafaela did. She, of course, supported me and joined me in it as well. I did cure my cancer, and I'm allowed to say that because I'm not selling anything. It's just what I did. I'm not telling people what to do either. It's just what I did. I took the world. And that was
But you took your life into your own hands, like you say. You took your health into your own hands. You decided, you made a decision there. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Because of that feeling of not being part of that process at all, I knew that, let's face it, bottom line, nobody's going to fight for your life like you are.
True.
Doctors have many patients, sometimes 20, 30, 40 patients that are terminally ill. You know, it's an emotional thing as well. They can't get involved in everything and try and save. If they can do what they can do best, and that is prescribe, etc. You know, so you've got to be involved. You've got to be. It's a very personal thing. And as I said, nobody's going to fight for your life the way you are. So, and that was the start of it. That was the start of, as I said, lifestyle changes, nutrition, enormous nutrition change, both of us. Me to a slightly more extent, but both of us changed our nutrition. We went from a normal lifestyle of eating meat twice to three times a day to we're both alkaline vegan. Well, I'm an alkaline vegan. Rafael is almost an alkaline vegan now as well. So, yeah, it just changed our whole life, but it didn't stay only with nutrition. It progressed, if I could call it that, much further. It progressed into breathing exercises, into sport, because the thing that changed that saved my life basically was a discovery by a German biochemist by the name of Dr. Warburg, that won a Nobel Prize for this discovery in 1931. He discovered that cancer cells cannot survive in an oxygenated alkaline cellular environment. And let's face it, that's science. Those are natural laws. You can't get around that. So,
is that what you decided? I'm going to make my body and like oxygenated alkaline body system? Yeah, environment. Yeah.
Correct. That's exactly what I decided. It's exactly what I did. We did together. And the outcome of it is basically starving the cancer I had, which was extensive, which had spread to many organs, etc. Starving those cancer cells to death, basically. It's not a quick fix. It took 2.5 years all in all before I could say I'm totally cancer-free.
But doctors told you didn't have that 2.5 years.
No, they gave me max of 12 maximum.
12 months.
Yeah. And I was very lucky because by this stage already, before I read that of Dr. Warburg, I spent 7 of my allotted 12 months. And at that stage, I was really ill already. I really was ill already. So, but all this time, this idea of, to get back to your question, sorry, I always done this.
No, but it's important to tell people, because I think some listeners are really recognizing this, that they're in a process of no control about their own health, and you are explaining how you took control of your health. And isn't that what you aim for in UK Health Radio as well? Isn't that why you started it?
Yes. That is all this time of searching the internet and all that, with all the doom and gloom about, it started formulating in my head to create a platform where all the information that I had found and what I thought was still going to find, to put it on there for in one central place for people to be able to access and be part of the process without being scared to death by all this darkness outside there.
True.
You know, so, and that is and that's how it started. So I had this idea. It wasn't specifically radio in the beginning. I had no idea. It was just an idea. And then when I did find the way out, as I call it, when I did find the way not to die, it about 4 or 5 weeks after we started our process together, Rafael and I, we changed our diets and everything. About 4 or 5 weeks after that, I had a surge of energy that I hadn't experienced for a very long time. And I knew, deep inside, I knew whatever we were doing was correct.
Was working. Mm.
And on the other hand, I had this desire to create something to help myself, because I still had cancer very severely at that stage, help myself and other people in the same boat. So it was uplifting. It was motivating, the whole situation at that stage, compared to a couple of weeks before where it took me 20 minutes to walk up two flights of stairs, you know? So, so very lucky. Yes. Very lucky in that point of view. And radio, I've always found very intimate. I've always found it a very intimate medium. And when it's done properly, it can really be intimate, you know. So,
because you are talking now to a very special person out there explaining your story.
Absolutely.
At this moment, this is what you're doing. So you're inspiring someone, hopefully someone out there. You are talking to them directly, you mean. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Because they're sitting at home somewhere listening to me blabber along. But we try and do it in a way that person feels as if I'm speaking to him or her personally. And I am, actually, if you think of it, because they are, you know.
Yes.
So that's why in the end we chose radio, not only. At that stage we were living in Hamburg, and the local station in Hamburg, because the music station have a jingle. And this really caught me. And the jingle, translated into English, means radio. The message goes in your ears.
Okay.
And radio goes in your ears and the message stays in your head.
Oh, great. It
doesn't work so well in English, but you get the
connotations.
But
it's true. It's true.
And that's why it then turned out to be radio. And
and how did it start? With one show? With one? What? How did you do this?
Yes, it started. I'd reached out to a person by the name of Robert Scott Bell in the USA. He's a homeopath for my illness, because I was ill. Because I reached out to him to see if he could do and help me in any way. And Robert did. He answered me personally, and Robert helped me considerably.
Wow.
And at that stage, now we're talking 10 years ago, Robert had this huge following in the States already of about 2 million people daily. He has a daily show, a two-hour show daily. Mm. And when I got this idea for the radio, I spoke to Robert, and he said to me, "Listen, Johan, I'll give you my show for nothing. Take it and air it like you wish." And we did. We aired it.
Wow.
2 hours in a loop, 24 hours. Luckily, it was a daily show. Otherwise, it would really have gotten tedious. But that was the start. So,
wow.
And I like telling this story as well. We launched it on a website that it was probably the most wonkiest website you've ever seen. I quite often joke. I say it was a wonder radio at that stage. It was a wonder it was working. But that's where we started, and today
look at today. Explain where are we today?
We are today. In the beginning, we had two listeners. I have to say this because it's really important. I was the one
listener. I wasn't
No,
one of them yet.
Not yet, no. I was one, definitely. And I think Rafaela was the other one. She's never admitted it, not once, but who else could
Rafaela, speak into the radio today. It's the moment of truth. Were you the second one?
I must admit, yes, I must have been.
I knew it.
The biggest fan around. Yes, but tell me what it did to you to see your husband really ill and then finding such a purpose and a passion. What did it do to you to see that, to witness that?
Well, I mean, that was absolutely wonderful. And I know my husband, when he promises or says he set out to do something, like I'm going to create a radio station, I'm not one to question it because I know he'll do it. And I've always known that keeping him back from something isn't going to work. And, you know, we've been married for 30 years, so he's had my undying support all this time. Mm-hmm. So I just knew that if he puts all his emotion and everything that he has into this project, it's just going to help him heal, you know. Mm-hmm.
Which was the first reason, really.
Yes, the focus is on something worthwhile. You know, it's on a big mission. And of course, he wasn't well, but I must admit, he just took it in his stride and he went from strength to strength, you know, took it day by day. And I'd seen it in all the previous years that If he sets his mind to something and pursues it, it'll work.
Mm.
And I wasn't going to question that. I was only going to support that.
Well, I know you guys now, and Johan, we met, I think it was in 2017 or something. When I see like 5 years of your journey, but I want to give credit to Rafaela as well, because she is the woman behind the man, the woman who, you know, who has supported you, has believed in you. What did that mean for you, Johan, to have a wife like that?
No, it's just unbelievable. I mean, even with the nutrition changes and all that, she joined in.
Mm.
Like it was from the word go, from the morning was about 2 o'clock in the morning when I read that little line about the oxygenated alkaline cellular environment. And later that morning, Rafael and I started researching it.
Wow.
The first thing we did was throw the microwave out the window and, you know, that kind of stuff. So, and I mean, we're literally talking about immediately.
Mm.
As soon as we learned, we tried it. Some of the stuff we did worked, some of it didn't work, you know.
Mm.
So
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, it's about practicing integrating. It's about putting it into your own life, because you can read and you can research, but it's about trying it out for yourself, I believe.
Correct. Mm. And even now, I mean, both of us, sometimes together, but also separately, we continue to try and advance.
Mm.
It's... As I said, we started with nutrition, but it didn't stop there. It's gone into meditation. It's gone into special breathing techniques.
Exercise.
It's from, especially from with the help of yourself, limiting the effects of stress
and negativity
on your cellular environment, which is I mean, stress is one of the main things that
kill you.
Yeah, it changes your cells. You know, instead of them being alkaline, they become acidic. I mean, it's been proven over and over again. So so that's basically it's been like an evolution on both of us, as I said, in some directions together. Like Rafaela ventured into yoga and stuff like that. I always say I look like a dead tree that's fallen over when I try and do yoga. It doesn't work for me, you know, but it doesn't matter because she found yoga at that stage and went into it, Qigong and all kinds of things. And the meditation on both our parts, I then started running later on and so on. So it's amazing. I mean, even our eldest son joined in. He was 11 at the time when I fell ill. And he also became a vegan out of solidarity. So it's amazing. It's an amazing family accomplishment.
And you guys are walking your talk. That's also something, you know, to do this and to be the founder of such an important platform. It wouldn't be aligned if you weren't doing what you're doing, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, in my case, I would be dead. So I actually have no choice. It sounds all wonderful and everything, but I actually have no choice.
I agree. Can you elaborate on when you had the Scott doing the one show that you had, and to today having 42-43 presenters or shows on the radio? Can you elaborate on that evolution?
Yes, it's as I said, we started with Robert Scott Bell. It didn't happen overnight, this whole thing. It was a lot of very hard work. We had to find a website, first of all, build a website that was worthy of people being on it. Being a non-medical professional wasn't the perfect place to start either.
Imagine.
Because the first question when I started thinking of getting a second show and a third show, and I started contacting people, the first question they asked me is, say, who are you and what do you do? And I said, okay, Johann Jürgen Fritz, I live in Hamburg in Germany, and I'm a fashion photographer. And they go, well, why are we speaking, kind of thing, you know? So I think that was probably
the hardest part.
The hardest part of it is building that, the integrity behind the platform. I knew I had it, Rafaela had it, but we had to show people that what we were doing was for the right reason, were for people, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that was one of the hardest, or the most difficult. Hard is such a, I hate that word, was
challenging.
It was the first bump in the road, let's put it that way. Yeah. So I think that was the first one. And then slowly but surely, of course, we did the website, and then quite a few years later, we got to the point where we were starting to receive feedback from listeners. Not many, but here and there. And I took that information to see where information was needed, or on what information was needed. And then I went and took that, whatever it was, and then looked for a health professional in that area that could do a show for us.
Wow.
You know, so and that's how we built it up, just slowly but surely.
And so what made you decide to do the magazine as well, Rafaela? Because you are a bit responsible for the magazine. Because really, honestly, Health Triangle magazine is an amazing magazine full of amazing articles on health. I mean, really, it is designed. It is a top design as well. So I really love it. Can you explain a little bit why you started the magazine?
Well, actually, this was also one of Johan's ideas. And he asked me, well, he didn't say design a magazine. He actually, the way I understood it, I'll do like a newsletter type PDF, maybe twice a year to send to people on his newsletter subscription. So, but I come from design. I've been in newspaper design for a very long time. And I think it was just a natural thing for him to ask me, which I was quite honored to do. And so I started, and it evolved in such a huge success that now I'm actually currently busy with the 108th issue.
Wow.
It was really, it's there to showcase, obviously, the presenters and their expertise. But in the beginning, we didn't have a lot of content, but now we get content from all over the world. People submit content. And
wow.
I think it's just a, we always said we would like to have something that's uplifting as well. Before I even knew that this was going to be on the cards, I always said to Johan, I would love to have a magazine that's just uplifting, because a lot of the magazines have got so much negativity in and doom and gloom, and even health-wise, you know, I mean, there are bad outcomes of health stories, but there are also positive sides. And so I feel quite privileged to be able to showcase that and to design that as well.
Great. Yeah. Absolutely stunning. I love it. Every single month, I think it's getting better and better. So to you, listener, please go and, you know, go to the website, ukhealthradio.com, and go and see what the magazine is all about. It's really worth having a look there. Now, Johan, let's now start to celebrate the 10th anniversary and what's going to happen next, because this is like one of the reasons why I'm so excited to speak to you today. Tell us.
Yeah. Well, we've reached a huge size, actually, if I could put it that way. We have 47 health professionals doing 42 shows, because some of the shows they are two presenters, co-presenters, etc. We've got 1.3 million listeners worldwide.
That is huge, Johan.
In a month, yeah. It really is big. It's and it's 10 years. A lot of companies don't make it to 10 years. And that's why we decided to celebrate it. And I've actually started on what's to follow now. It's actually a bit of a birthday present for our listeners.
Wow.
From us to them. But it's almost been a natural progression. This whole thing about.
I agree.
In January, end of January last year, I started working on trying to get UK Health Radio into podcasting. We all know how big podcasting is and everything, and we all know that many radio stations around the world fight it, which I don't agree with. I think I don't care how I reach people. If they listen to the radio, and it's not as if I want the podcast to take over from the radio. It's not that at all. It's two separate things. I think the radio that we have, our listeners, is growing like you can't believe, and it's wonderful. And I think the podcast coming, which actually we started.
Yes, you started
rolling it out already. But yes. Hopefully by next week Friday, it'll all be online. I think we are targeting a different demographic group altogether. So I don't see any competition or anyone taking listeners away from the other or anything like that. And even if they do, so what? If it's more comfortable for them to listen on a podcast, then so may it be. You know, so. So that's what excites me. I think it's going to be, we don't have an old from an age point of view demographics on UK Health Radio either, but 60% of our listeners are between 25 and 45. Mm. So, you know, it's not like a hospital radio or anything like that. But I think the podcast demographics are still going to be even younger, which is exactly what I want, because the sooner young people start taking responsibility for their own health,
the better
lives they're going to have. It's just how it
and
is.
And the world, you know, is going to be a better place.
Absolutely. Yeah. So so that's what makes all this so exciting. We've created a new website that's also not online yet, but will be very soon. That's absolutely beautiful.
So there's a lot of change, a lot of birthday presents, eh? A lot of presents to open. And what has stimulated you to actually do this? Because this is more work. I believe you have a person doing the podcast, you know, for you.
Yes, it as I said, it's a progression. It's it took a year to get done, and exactly at the point where I thought, where everything started falling apart, it came together.
You know how
weird that sometimes is. So a year later, yes, I'm doing this with the podcasting with Natalie Elliott. She is a presenter on UK Health Radio. And
she's really driven, hey, Johan? She wants to make this really, I mean, talking about a lady that is really wanting this to happen and to succeed, she certainly is.
Yes. And she's very affine with all things podcast. So it was the natural progression to do this together with her. She's done an amazing job.
But don't forget that Rafaela did a lot as well for the podcast, because I believe she did all the artwork and what else. I mean, you know, Rafaela, you have been a busy bee, hey?
Well, look, the radio station does have to have a corporate identity and some or other feel. And I took it upon myself not just to do the magazine, but also to do the social media, have oversight of that. I never created the logo of UK Health Radio because I was not part of, we didn't know how big this was going to be. So I was not part of that in the beginning. So when I had to do the podcast sleeves now for all the shows, obviously the logo had to be redone, and it took a while because, as I said, I didn't create it, and to do something from somebody else or to redo something takes time. But I think we succeeded. And
are you happy with the result?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you proud of the result?
I think we should be very proud, yes.
That doesn't mean you are. You should be.
Yes.
I just want to say to the listener, you know, to you listening, I just want to say I'm asking this question for a reason, because before Rafaela takes credit and is proud and will show her, you know, that takes a bit. So I'm pushing this. So I want her to say out loud, and to Johan as well, how proud you guys can be for what you're doing here.
Yes, I think we should be, absolutely. You know, it's we spoke about it, Johan and myself, when we actually set up all the sleeves and we saw how many shows there are and how many avenues of health we actually offer for our listeners. You know, because we are in this 24/7, we are in the subject all the time. We don't really take a step back and have a look at it. But now that it's going into that avenue, and we actually saw how many shows and how many avenues we're going, we are quite proud. I'm quite
and
proud of my
husband.
And how big
the podcast can become, because there's such a potential of expansion that, I mean, it's hardly imaginable. That's how big it can be. And that's your mission and purpose to the world, Johan. Is that correct? The more expansion, that's what you want.
Correct. We, through the podcasting, we have the opportunity to be in front of between 700 and 800 million people. Of course, it's not that you go, not everybody's going to listen to us. We know this, you know, but I've always said that I'm the person that will, that strives to put UK Health Radio into every dwelling on the planet. That was the first part.
I remember when we met, you said that.
Yeah. And then later on came a second addition to it. And that is to now get every person in every dwelling to listen to us.
Mm.
It's great to be in the dwelling, but if nobody's listening to you in that dwelling, it's no good. So that is the second part of that. And I think through the podcast, I think we're coming quite a few steps closer.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm just going to ask you, what has been the biggest stress around this podcast thing to make the UK Health Radio and to add the podcast? What has been, because this is a show called, you know, around stress. Yeah. What has been your biggest stress here these last weeks or months?
It's basically the same stress. The last few weeks and months have just been very intensified.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Content that can help people, positive content. I ask only two things of all our presenters, and that it's done with integrity and in a positive manner. And it's actually a huge responsibility, because if I don't get it right, we get the wrong information out there. And that's what I do at UK Health Radio. Content is what is my job.
Yes.
So, for example, I mean, Rafael has built this incredible, first for UK Health Radio, this incredible social media part of UK Health Radio, which contributes to most of our growth.
Yes.
You know, so the same thing that she's doing now for the social media, for the podcast, the same thing. What's the hardest work for me is to get it right, to get the right people to get the right message in the right, hard to explain, the right message in the right emotional state, et cetera, out to the people. You know, I think that is what's the hardest part. And it's been really intensive the last few months, I have to admit.
But now, hours, I mean, now this weekend, you are celebrating, you are giving this, it's the birth of something totally huge, I think. Isn't it?
It definitely is. But already the opportunities that have opened through it, already there's even more areas of expansion that purely by announcing this that have come our way, you know.
I just wanted to say, as a presenter, and I'm sure the other 46 will agree, it's even for us, the presenter, it's such a new energy that comes because you want to do even better. You want to do even more, better content, better presentation, better connection with the audience. So I think for everybody, I get goosebumps when I talk about it, but for everybody involved in this whole thing, it's going to be like a new, it's a new baby. It's like a new, we have all a new energy, and you could feel that already in the meetings that we have with each other. You can feel that already, that everybody is excited. Everybody. So it's so wonderful to feel that expansion, isn't it?
Yeah. It's exhilarating. I mean, it's, as I said, that's what gets me up at 3 o'clock in the mornings. Other than my running, Mark Twain said, there are two important days in every person's life, the day you're born and the day you find out why. And through all this adversity and everything else, I found out why. It's amazing. It's fantastic. So,
You're stealing my sentence, because I was just going to say to you, Johan, coming from the stress, and we all know what, I mean, the last 10 years you've worked your butt off together, as a family, as you. So I just wanted to tell you and to acknowledge to you that I'm sure now you must feel like you're finally living a sort of authentic success, like being aligned with who you are, what your purpose is, being true to yourself, to what you stand for, and giving that life, and now in this kind of proportion. I mean, can't we say that you're living authentic success now?
I honestly feel I do. Even in the beginning, when we didn't know how to sustain it financially or anything else, Rafael and I sold our apartment to sustain UK Health Radio, to keep it running, to keep it going before we could commercialize it, you know. So, but even then, it felt right. Mm. And now, of course, with these new opportunities, it's so exhilarating. It's just, it's absolutely amazing.
Mm. Rafaela, anything you have to say around living that authentic success?
Well, I just have to agree with what you said. It's exhilarating and wonderful to see this. And I've seen the transformation that UK Health Radio made for Johan, what he has become.
And what you have become.
Yes, I myself as well included, absolutely, because a long time ago already we said, you know, we're both in this together. You know, there have been a lot of avenues that we had to travel, you know, to get where we are now, and we've just always had our backs, each other's backs, and so to me he is living authentic success, because I mean, this is who he is, and he's managing his stress levels totally differently. We actually make sure the other one, you know, we look after each other in that sense. And fortunately, you know, when one has a down day, the other one has an up day. So, you know, we're always there to pick each other up. And I think that's so important, because you must also acknowledge, you know, well, not every day is the best day, but next day is going to be better. And
it's so beautiful you can do this as a couple, but at the same time, I know your two sons, and I just want to say out loud that, you know, the whole family is living this. I mean, your two boys, as Johan was illustrating, the eldest one, but don't forget the beautiful youngest one neither, because he is in this as well. I mean, I just love your family. So I just want to say, maybe from the point of the presenter's view, you guys are also friends of mine, but I just want to say from our point of view, the presenter of this show, From Stress to Authentic Success, I just want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all your hard work. You know, you give us presenters an amazing opportunity. You give us, the presenters, actually a part of living authentic success, of doing what we love doing and of putting something in the world that we really, really enjoy. And so that's all thanks to you guys. So, Johan, let's finish this beautiful conversation. What do you want to say about this launch now? Because, you know, there's the launch of the 10th anniversary of UK Health Radio and the launch of the UK Health Radio podcast. What is it that you want to say to the listener?
I just want to say to each and every one that this is our present to you. For some of them have been listening to us for 8 and 9 years. You know, for the dedication. Let us know where we can help you. Mm. Let us know in which areas of health people are struggling, you are struggling, so that we can find professionals that will help you and can help you.
Is that info@ukhealthradio.com?
If they want to send
a mail, yes.
Absolutely, please. Okay. info@ukhealthradio.com. It gets referred to a list where we get with a list with all the emails in from our listeners and their requests for information, for knowledge, for help, and we do our best. That's all
obvious.
I can say. We will continue to do our best to deliver the latest, most up to date information, not only one-sided information, all information available out there. We will never withhold information from anybody because of our beliefs either. Mm. Never ever will we do that, because that is a form of censorship for myself. Mm. That, you know, I see that as a form of censorship, which I don't believe in. There's certain things I believe in that others don't. Mm. And bottom line is, it doesn't matter. Mm. If you have something that you believe in, like I believed in that sentence I read, and I believed in creating UK Health Radio could save me from a terminal cancer diagnosis, that belief is literally all that matters. So we will continue to do our best to support everybody and supply everybody with the best information. And we will continue to animate them to be part of their own health process.
Great. You, Rafaela, anything to add to this?
No, I can only underline every single word he said. That's always been his mission. And yes, I will be by his side.
Mm. And I just want to ask also every single person, you, the listener, to please share this, to please share this platform, to please share the podcast, whether it's the website of UK Health Radio or the podcast, please share it, because I am sure that is nearby you. Maybe you don't even realize it, but open up your ears and your eyes, because a lot of people around you need this kind of information and they don't know where to look for it maybe. So if you share it, it can make such a difference, even if it's in one person's life. I so think this is such an important platform. So we are offering you all this information from our heart to yours. So please share anything. I just want to thank you. Rafaela, thank you so much. Johan, this was a wonderful. I'm so proud and excited that you wanted to share this interview with me. And I will talk to the listeners next week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.